good evening. My name is Jay. We're just interviewing voters in Virginia about some important issues that are affecting your community.
Okay.
And we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Just
to make sure
that we have a representative sample. Can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or are you 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you, sir. I'm very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself, sir?
Other.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Virginia, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. If there was an election in Virginia on November 7, 2023, did you vote on that election, sir? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. It is still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November 2024. Now, how likely, sir, will you say that you are to vote on that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not very likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. Now, in your opinion, what's the most important problem or issue impacting you and your family? Okay, I'm going to read a list real quick, and if you can pick one, that would be great. Now, jobs in the economy, the low wages, the inflation, the global climate change, the abortion, healthcare, federal deficit, racism and race relations, product shortage, supply chain, terrorism, immigration, border security, income inequality, education, gun control, crime, gun safety, mass shooting, gun violence, the foreign policy, or division of the political parties, polarization, or is it the socialism, or fascism, or disinformation propaganda, election security, China, supporting Ukraine and the war with Russia, or spending too much in Ukraine and the war with Russia, or election security, or Israel, Hamas, Palestine, or Donald Trump? If you had to pick one that is impacting you and your family.
Wow, there was a lot of stuff in there. Was there one about political misinformation? Did I hear that?
Yes, sir. It says disinformation propaganda.
Yes.
And the other one is division of the political parties, polarization. So there's two different ones.
Oh, yeah. I would say the first one, the
division, the disinformation.
Yeah,
disinformation. Okay.
Disinformation.
Now, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before?
Months before.
Thank you. Now, moving on, and just a few words, so one or two things, if you can narrow it down. What's the most important reason that you decided to vote on this election in Virginia?
To protect women's rights.
Okay, to protect women's rights. Thank you. Now, moving on. Okay, in Virginia, there were mostly elections on the ballot for the Virginia General Assembly involving candidates for the Virginia State House of Delegates and the Virginia State Senate. In that election, which of the following best describes how you voted or how likely will you have voted if you have participated in the election? Now, the only for Democratic candidates for the General Assembly, only for Republican candidates for the General Assembly, or a mix of Democrats?
Only for Democrats. I only voted for Democrats.
Okay. I'm going to read you some different ways that people might hear about the candidates and issues campaign that reach out to voters during election years. Please tell me, sir, whether you experienced these things on this election cycle. Okay. English language TV ad, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. A Spanish language TV ad, yes or no?
No.
English language radio ad, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And Spanish language radio, yes or no?
No.
English language online digital ads and videos on YouTube, yes or no?
Yes.
And Spanish on digital ads and videos on YouTube, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, yes or no?
Yes.
And phone calls or text from volunteers?
Yes.
And someone coming to my door, Yes or no?
Yes.
And billboards and yard signs?
Yes.
Okay. And direct mail?
Yes.
And family members or friends talking about the election? Yes or no?
Yes.
And church, social clubs, or community groups?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Do you remember any specific thing that you experienced personally, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Virginia that specifically impacted how, if you voted on this election? Yes or no?
I'm sorry, impacted how I voted or whether or not I was going to vote?
No, how you voted.
How I voted?
It's just they put the scenario in case you didn't vote, you know, but you obviously did, so, you know.
Yeah.
Do you saw anything that or you experienced?
No, I always vote. I always vote.
Thank you. Now, do you at any point during the campaign change your mind how you will vote for which candidate will you support for the Virginia Assembly? Yes or no?
No.
If you can mention just one reason why?
I hate Donald Trump.
Okay. And that's the reason why you didn't change your mind, right?
Yes, and I am never voting Republican again until Donald Trump is gone.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Now, do you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote on the election, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and the reason why?
Because I always vote.
Okay. Always vote. Thank you. Now, continuing, which of the following issues play or will have played the most important factor in determining how you voted or how will you vote on the November 7th election? Again, you know, in case you haven't voted, but you did. In Virginia, for the candidates for the Virginia Assembly, abortion, crime, public safety, the economy, issues in inflation, giving Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly, or giving Virginia Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly?
Giving Virginia Democrats control.
Okay, here we go, the Democrats. And I'm going to read you real quick a series of messages that were used by both Virginia Republicans and Democrats in Virginia. Now, it ran up to the election this past month in Virginia, and after I read this message, sir, can you please tell me if you find that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing? Now, the first one. Two years ago, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin started a movement. It wasn't about politics. It was about getting things done, and they delivered by empowering parents and providing tutoring to combat learning loss by making historic investments in law enforcement and mental health services, signing a $5 billion in tax relief, and adding 230,000 new jobs. Now, there is so much more that can be done, but it can only happen with your vote to elect a Republican Assembly to back Governor Youngkin up so he can deliver. How do you find this message? Very convincing, so what convincing? Not very convincing or not at all convincing?
Not very convincing.
Okay. If Virginia Democrats are lying about their position on abortion, here's the truth. There is no Virginia ban on abortion. Virginia Republicans support a reasonable 15-week limit with exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. It is a common sense position that most Virginians support too. Virginia Democrats, however, support no limits on abortion, including all the way up to 40 weeks, a reasonable limits on abortion, or no limits at all on abortion. Now, that's the truth. How do you find this statement? Very convincing, so what convincing? Not convincing or not at all?
Not at all convincing.
Not at all. Okay. Today, radical Virginia Democratic politicians are in danger in Virginia. Homicides are at a 20-year high, and some Virginia County prosecutors refuse to do their job, dropping charges, letting violent criminals walk free, and refusing to crack down on fentanyl dealers. Virginia Republicans will get criminals off the streets and work to ensure law enforcement is fully funded. Now, do you find this argument very convincing? So what convincing? Not very or not at all convincing?
Not very convincing.
Okay. And it's common sense. Domestic abusers should not get guns. But Virginia Republican candidates for assembly embraced MAGA extremists who voted against stopping domestic abusers from getting a gun, even those who a judge says are dangerous, making law enforcement job harder. Virginia Democratic candidates for the assembly support law enforcement and smart gun safety laws like background checks, that will help keep you safe. Now, do you find this argument very convincing somewhat? Not very convincing or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
And it is happening all around us. Tennessee, West Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, and Kentucky passes a sweeping new abortion ban. MAGA Republicans in Richmond want Virginia to be next. Some Virginia Republicans support a total abortion ban with no exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of their mother. Women who are trying to get an abortion and doctors who perform an abortion will end up in jail. You don't have to look far to know where MAGA Republicans want to take Virginia. Just look at what's happening around us. Now, do you find this argument very, somewhat convincing? Not very or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And MAGA Republicans are coming for your rights and your freedoms. They are only interested in one thing, power. If MAGA Republicans win control of the Virginia Assembly, they'll pass an extreme agenda banning abortion across the Commonwealth, rolling back gun safety laws, taking away voting rights, and pushing more tax loopholes for the super rich pay for the working people. How do you find this argument? Very, somewhat convincing? Not very or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Now, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you voted on the 2024 elections? Again, I'm going to read the list real quick. If you can pick one, that would be great. Now, the jobs in the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, healthcare, abortion, global climate change, racism and race relationships, product shortages, supply chain, terrorism, immigration, border security, income inequality, education, gun control, crime, gun safety, mass shooting, gun violence, foreign policy, division of the political parties, polarization, socialism, Donald Trump, fascism, disinformation propaganda, the wokeism, cancel culture, China, election security, Israel, Hamas, Palestine, supporting Ukraine and the war with Russia, or spending too much in Ukraine and their work with Russia. If you have to pick one, the United States, Donald Trump. Thank you. Now, if you had to choose, which of the following three issues will you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedom, or protecting democracy in the United States? If you have to pick one, what would
protecting democracy.
Thank you, sir. Protecting the democracy in the United States. Now, will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally and determine how will you vote in the November 2024 election? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today, and again, you already told me your opinion, but I'm required to read verbatim, okay, sir? And the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, or a third-party candidate, or are you currently on this side?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you, sir. And why? One reason?
I trust Joe Biden.
Okay. The trust. Thank you, sir. And now moving on. Just a couple of more questions so we can finish, just for statistical purpose only. In which country were you born? United States, Puerto Rico, Mexico, South America? And what country were your parents or grandparents were born?
My mother was born in the United States. My grandparents, my mom's parents, were born in the United States. My father was born in the Philippines, and his parents were born in the Philippines.
Okay, thank you. Now, which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Independent.
Oh, independent, okay. Let me write that down real quick. Okay? Now, moving on. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. It was your annual household income before taxes less than 25, between 25 and 50,000, between 50 and 75, between 75,000 and 100,000, or more than 100,000?
More than 100.
Thank you, sir. Now, the next question, remember, just for statistical purpose, by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, but is your gender male, female, transgender male, transgender female, non-binary?
Male.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Bye-bye.
Thanks, you too. Have a good night.
Likewise.